This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A tragedy today in Tanzania, where a tanker truck exploded as people tried to siphon off its fuel. At least 57 were reported killed, with many others burned in the blast. It happened in the town of Morogoro, about 200 kilometers from Tanzania's economic center of Dar es Salaam. The Associated Press says it was told that scores of area residents showed up after the tanker was disabled by an accident. Incidents of people being killed stealing fuel have become far too common in East Africa in recent years. Here in the United States, police in New York City say disgraced billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, jailed on federal sex trafficking charges involving young girls, has committed suicide, that he hung himself in his cell. The 66-year-old Epstein was being held without bond for a tentative September trial date. News of the suicide was broken first by CNN, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal. For the fifth time in just over 2 weeks, North Korea today launched missiles into the sea from its east coast. It isn't clear how far the two rockets traveled, though South Korean and U.S. intelligence officials say they appear to be short range. The launches came just hours after U.S. President Donald Trump said again he is not concerned about the tests by Pyongyang, and that he had received another letter from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
I think we'll have another meeting. He really wrote a beautiful three-page, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
North Korea has been routinely firing short-range ballistic missiles the past 2 months, repeatedly voicing its anger about the resumption of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. India has eased restrictions in Kashmir to allow the Muslim-majority population to attend Friday prayers, but protests have still broken out in the disputed region. Kashmir has been stuck in an unprecedented five-day lockdown, depriving the region of any communications access after India's government announced it was revoking Kashmir's special constitutional status. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a fresh blow to world markets, President Trump says the next scheduled round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen, that he could decide to cancel the discussions.
So China wants to settle this deal. They've had the worst year that they've had in many, many decades. And it's getting only worse. Thousands of companies are leaving China. They would like to make a deal. I'm not ready to make a deal.
Later, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said Washington is still planning for a resumption of talks. Economists warn the ongoing trade war between the world's two biggest economies could hurt global growth, in part due to a disruption of supply chains and less efficient production. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have downgraded their forecasts for world growth this year. 13 people died, 16 are missing, as Typhoon Lakima made landfall today in eastern China. State media say a million people have been evacuated. Hundreds of flights and dozens of trains have been canceled. China's weather service issued an orange alert for the storm, a step down from the red alert a day earlier. Lakima remains powerful, with maximum reported winds of close to 190 kilometers an hour. For the 10th straight weekend, there are pro-democracy demonstrations in the streets of Hong Kong. This despite the pro-Beijing city government's refusal to issue permits for all but one of four marches. The weekend began with the start of a three-day unsanctioned demonstration at the busy Hong Kong airport on Friday. Today, there are citywide protests. Families, many of them with strollers, have joined the Guard the Children March, the only planned demonstration to have a permit. China has claimed the protests in semi-autonomous Hong Kong are funded by the West, but has failed to produce any evidence. In the wake of last weekend's mass shootings, President Trump says the political climate in Washington is shifting toward gun control. Here's AP's Zagar Meghani.
He's backed off past pledges to strengthen the nation's background check system, but now the president says it has to happen.
We need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
And as he left the White House on vacation, said he has the clout to convince Republicans to go along. The president's also assuring the NRA its views will be heard and respected. CEO Wayne LaPierre this week rejected some gun control proposals under discussion. The president says they've talked.
I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe will be a little bit more neutral.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.